Welcome to Catholic Sports View on Immaculate Heart Radio. A look at the athletes and coaches who shape the Trinity League. Exploring where athletics meets faith. Now, here is your host, Bob Gibson.
Thanks again for joining us here on Catholic Sports View. My name is Bob Gibson. Later on in the show, we will talk with the Blanc brothers. That would be Ron and Rich, and they have put together the best swimming program in all of Orange County and probably in all of Southern California. Numerous league and CIF championships. We'll talk with the special brothers who have put together this program out at Santa Margarita. But before we do that, we kick off the show by talking with the head baseball coach out at Modern Day High School, Bert Call. Coach, thanks for taking a couple minutes with us here on Catholic Sports View.
No problem. I appreciate you having me on the radio show.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been wanting to get you on for a long time because there's so much to talk about when it comes to you and this storied, modern day program. Let's start things off, talking about this season. The Monarchs, again, are right there in the middle of a Trinity League race that, as we know, Jay Serra and Orange Lutheran, we're talking about three of the best teams in the nation here right in this league. I mean, how much fun is it to be a part of that?
It's a lot of fun. The Trinity League, anytime we play, you're in for a great game, and it's going to go back and forth. And by the end of the game, you're pretty much emotionally and physically drained. But it's fun to compete against those schools and in the Trinity League. They're always great games, and it's fun to be a part of.
Yeah, for so long it seemed like this modern day program was really just head and shoulders above most everybody. And it wasn't always the Trinity. It's been the league has been other names over the years, and other right. teams have been involved. But the way the Trinity is stacked now, Orange Lutheran has really come on in the last decade, and now we've seen Jay Serra really just storm onto the scene. So I would imagine it makes your program even better to have that kind of competition week in, week out.
No, it does. And, the Trinity League, I think over the last probably 5 years, has really drawn a lot of, some of the top kids around Orange County, and which then makes it very competitive. And anytime you play competitive teams, you're going to get better. And so I feel like the Trinity League is so a lot of parity there. And so therefore, all the teams are from year to year are getting better and better. So it just kind of makes for a stronger lead from year to year.
Yeah, obviously we know in Southern California it's such a baseball-rich community. Any baseball player who chooses to pursue a private school education or a Catholic school, education, has a choice. They could go to Modern Day. They might choose, Jay Serra. What kind of student chooses Modern Day? What kind of student are you hoping will come choose Modern Day?
Well, Modern Day is a great academic school, and they have a great, extracurricular activity as well as athletics. So we feel like if the kids that come to Modern Day, kind of want kind of the full high school experience where, you get the academics and then also the social and the athletic part. And the kids are entrenched here, and they really take pride in their school, and there's a school spirit. When you step on campus, you can kind of feel that, a lot of good energy. And so they get the whole kind of package here at Modern Day, from the academics to the athletics to the religious. And I think it really helps our program, with those kids and being focused and determined to succeed at the next level.
Yeah, does it help too that Modern Day is so unique in the fact that, you're talking about a nationally recognized football program, two nationally recognized basketball programs, the softball program. I mean, we could talk about water polo. Almost every sport at Modern Day is nationally recognized in some way, including the baseball program. So, kids that are good athletes, I would think just naturally flock to Modern Day, right?
Yeah, no, they do. And, I think it's all the sports are very competitive, and even more competitive within each other. And, we always want to try to capture that CIF title so we can kind of have a little bit of friendly competition among sports and seeing how far we can go. And the athletes really come here with focus. And I think we have a lot to here to offer Modern Day athletes and preparing them to perform at the next level. And I think it gives them an avenue where they can develop some of their talents.
Bert Call joining us here on Catholic Sports View, head baseball coach at Modern Day High School. You're creeping up on your 20th year, I believe, at Modern Day. Obviously, we know Coach Rollinson's been there a long time, Coach McKnight. A lot of stability at Modern Day. That's got to be important, too, to a kid that knows, hey, when I commit to come play baseball at Modern Day, Coach Call is going to be my coach for my 4 years.
Right. No, it's important. And I think the coaches really enjoy teaching here and coaching here. That type of athlete, and we love the atmosphere, and I think that's why You have coaches that are staying around for long periods of time because of that competitiveness, you know, atmosphere to succeed and to do well. So it's a great school, and it's great to be part of. And, you know, at least my 20 years here, it's been a great opportunity for us to coach and to teach and to interact with these great students.
Obviously, each sport has its own, you know, components to it. They're all a little bit different. But how much fun is it to be part of that fraternity at Modern Day that includes Bruce Rawlinson and Gary McKnight and all the other, you know, Chris Segesman and all the great coaches that are there? It's kind of a great think tank of great coaches there with the Monarchs.
Oh, it is. And just kind of talking sports with each coach and some of the things that they do and some of the things that make them successful. I think then it helps my program, and then it also other coaches are doing the same thing. So they really do, you know, it really does benefit all the programs. And you're bouncing different ideas off of, you know, Coach Rawlinson and Coach Segesman and Coach McKnight, and you can draw a lot of knowledge from them.
Coach Call, Bert Call, joining us on Catholic Sports View this week. And a big tournament coming up for you, the Boris Classic. You know, this program is certainly no stranger. You went back-to-back National High School Invitational Tournaments back in North Carolina back in 12 and 13. But this Boris Classic is really something special, isn't it?
It is. We bring in, you know, the top 16 teams from Southern California and play over 4 days, and it's an amazing experience, and you're playing good competition day in and day out, and it's kind of almost take it as a, you know, kind of a mini playoff, you know, so it's kind of a playoff atmosphere, and it's fun to be a part of.
So much top talent, you know, coming through this tournament, top coaches, top teams, you know, everything. Is there a chance to learn from other teams that you get a chance to watch here in this next week?
Yeah, of course. You know, you're always trying to, you know, make your team a little bit better, and by watching, you know, other coaches and other teams and kind of see what they do and how they prepare and then how they handle different situations. And you always can learn from those coaches and teams, and it's always a positive thing to be a part of the Boris Classic and see all these great programs across California and see what they do and see kind of, you know, how they handle situations and how they handle, you know, their pitching rotation. And you always pick up some things to make your team a little bit better in the future.
And, of course, it's all, you know, it's all first class. It's all done up top notch. You know, Scott Boris, the world famous agent, you know, who his business is locally here in Orange County. I mean, how great is it to see him, you know, put something forward like this to benefit the local baseball community?
Oh, it's been huge. And, you know, Scott and his foundation have done a tremendous job of backing this our tournament and just promoting, you know, the high school athletics, in particular baseball. It's been a huge deal, and they've actually expanded into Arizona this year, and so it's a great opportunity for these kids to play and in a, you know, a top notch atmosphere and get exposed to and in front of college coaches and pro scouts too as well. So it's been a huge plus for Southern California baseball.
I scratched my head a little bit, and this is a question I want to ask you since you're in the thick of it. You know, we hear that the number of Little League players is down, you know, in recent years, and not as many kids are playing baseball. But it always seems to me every year, and maybe it's because we're in Southern California, that there's no shortage of baseball talent. Kids are still flocking to play the game of baseball. Do you find that?
No, they are, especially here in Southern California. I think there's so many different avenues to take. And like when I grew up, everybody played Little League, and then you kind of went on to Pony and after that. But I think because of the club ball circuit and other, you know, organizations that come into Southern California, I still think there's a growing number of kids that are playing baseball. They just have different, you know, avenues to take this and different choices. But they all kind of feed into the high school programs, which then make high school baseball very good. And if you see Southern California High School across the Southern California area, is pretty good. So it's amazing what these kids are doing and how they're performing.
Is it good for players? I mean, the travel ball and you know, kind of year-round baseball, you'll hear a lot of people say, oh, it's burning kids out. But are there positive aspects to it as well for some kids?
I think as a coach, you want balance with these kids. And, you know, there's times where they need to kind of gear it up, and there's times where they need to kind of back it off. But I think the travel baseball's created a environment where they're playing against some of the top teams and top players around the area. And I'm kind of a firm believer, if you're playing the top kids around, you're going to get better and better. And so I think the kids are coming better prepared into high school, and it's a higher level of baseball as they come in because of, you know, the organizations that they're playing leading up to high school. So I think it's been a positive thing for us and the kids, you know, developing as baseball players. And of course, we need to monitor it. There needs to be balance, but I think it is a good thing.
I mentioned stability before, and it's almost 20 years now as the head baseball coach there. But it's not just you, right? I mean, so much of it has been, you know, the staff you've had around you over the years as well.
Yeah, it has. And, you know, I had an assistant coach with me for 15-plus years, Greg Soper. And, you know, I have one of my, you know, great staff this year. I have a former major league player, Adam Kennedy. He's in his fourth year coaching with me and does a great job. And we got a new pitching coach, you know, that does a great job, Brock Floral, and he does a great job. So I really, and also we have, you know, the legendary coach before me, Bob Ikes,
yeah,
helping, being an assistant too. So we feel like we got, you know, great coaches, and they really can instill a lot of knowledge to the kids and develop the kids, you know, through their high school years.
You led me right into my next question because I wanted to touch on Coach Ikes. Obviously big shoes to fill, but how great is it to be able to step into a program where you know so much of it was already set in place?
It was great. And I coached under Coach Ikes before I took over as the head coach. And, you know, he taught me a lot and taught me a lot about running a program and then, you know, also being able to balance the school and the athletics. And so it's been a good thing. And, you know, when I got the head coaching job, he kind of let me, you know, do my thing for a number of years. And then after about five or six, I asked him to come back and help coach. And it's been a great thing. So
quick break here on Catholic Sports View. When we come back, we'll have more with Bert Call, the head baseball coach at Modern Day High School. Stay with us right here on Immaculate Heart Radio. Thanks again for joining us on Catholic Sports View. My guest this week is Bert Call. He's the head baseball coach at Modern Day High School, almost 20 years at the school. Coach, how'd you get your start in the sport of baseball? You weren't always a baseball guy all the way through, right?
Well, yeah, I played baseball all the way through high school and then played in college. And then after I finished college baseball, I was trying to figure out what to do. And I knew Coach McKnight, called Coach McKnight up, and he said, why don't you come and coach while you're getting your teaching credential? And I said, sure. And I was coaching basketball and baseball at the same time, some of the lower levels. And then eventually, after a few years, I switched over and coached football with Coach Wallinson. I was the head sophomore coach there. But then also was the varsity assistant for baseball. And then eventually, when Coach Ikes retired, then I took over as the head coaching position. But I've been coaching baseball every year through my career, and of course, you know, love playing it as a player through college and having those experiences.
Yeah, it really is something that gets into your blood, right? And when you're a baseball guy, you're really a baseball guy.
No, it is. And, you know, just being around Boris Klask and seeing all the baseball coaches and seeing kind of the same passion that they have for the game is fun to be around and be a part of. And, you know, baseball it's just part of your life and livelihood, and I really enjoy being a part of it.
When we talked with Coach McKnight a couple of months ago here on this show, he told us he started out as a baseball coach. He was a baseball guy. He thought maybe one day he'd be the baseball coach. Obviously, everything worked out pretty well for Coach McKnight, but how much different would that have been to see him as the baseball coach? Maybe you could have been the head basketball coach at Modern Day.
Right. Yeah, I know. It's sometimes it's funny how life turns out and stuff.
Well, the Monarchs are definitely better off for having both of you guys on campus, for sure. Go back in your history for us a little bit. What are your earliest memories of baseball? You know, how did it become such an integral part of your life?
Well, I just think, you know, ever since I was in Little League, Saturday morning, I woke up, put the uniform on, and just really loved being out on the field and playing the game. So I think it just kind of started at a very early age, and then you know, it still continues and burns in me to be a part of the game. And so I'm fortunate to have those experiences and stuff. So I just think just from an early age, I just really enjoyed playing baseball and being a part of it. Like I said, I love teaching it and trying to help, you know, my players get a little bit better and reach their goals too.
Yeah, so it's obviously an old saying, but everything is new in spring again, including baseball. I mean, is that really the chance to start a new season every spring? That's the challenge that keeps you coming back?
It does and stuff. I think each team has a unique personality and different personalities. And, you know, so each year you have to kind of change things up a little bit to inspire and to motivate and, you know, and to get your team to play at a high level. And that's the fun part of it as coaches is trying to make sure you create an environment where they can be as successful in. And you know, and so it's fun to be, you know, a coach and to go through that each and every year to develop kids and to see them grow, you know, to move on to. And it's always fun to see them play in the college and pro ranks too as well.
Bert Call joining us this week here on Catholic Sports View. Is baseball still baseball? I mean, you still have to play catch. That's that, you know, throw the ball, catch the ball, hit the ball. I mean, so much has changed in sports over the years, but is baseball still baseball down to its core?
It is. I mean, you know, it's, you know, we always talk in every sport, it's kind of a game of inches. And part of that in baseball is catching it and throwing it, putting the ball in play, you know, forcing another team to make plays. And it's still a big part of baseball. I mean, the kids are physically stronger today and understand the game a little bit more. So they're able to do a little bit, you know, more on the field. But, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, you got to be able to catch the ball and throw the ball and be able to compete late in games and find a way to get outs or find a way to get hits. And so
we talked with Coach Rawlinson. Kids today are much bigger and faster in football, you know, even basketball. The kids seem to get taller and taller. Bowl is now a good example of that on the modern day campus. You know, is the baseball athlete better today than they were when you first started?
Yes, they are. So they're just like I said earlier, they're just better prepared. They are bigger and stronger and faster, and they're coming in better prepared to play this game at a high level. And you can see that when we have our freshman summer camp and they come in, you can tell that they've been coached and coached the right way. And now they're just trying to get better and trying to improve on their skill set.
You know, you've sent many kids on to college and even in the professional ranks as well. Do you know when you see a kid if he's that kind of talent?
You do. I mean, you can see right away kind of the physical skills that will help him to get to college and to the pros. You know, and then but there's also kids that will come in and develop and grow and get stronger and, you know, develop into very good baseball players too as well. But you know, when Danny Espinosa came in to me as a freshman, you could tell that he's going to be pretty special. And it's just a matter of him continue to develop and continue to have that love for the game to keep him motivated to reach that level. So I think he's, you know, a good example of where, you know, you kind of see his skill set. I had another player, Kurt Yacko, he was also on my 2005 CIF championship team. He's a kid that just kind of developed through the high school years and ended up going to Chapman, was the Division III National Player of the Year and had a, you know, good minor league career. But coming in as a freshman, you probably didn't sense that he would, you know, have that type of career. But he worked hard and developed his skills and was able to be very successful in college and in the pro ranks.
Yeah, obviously, most of the kids you'll coach will probably, some will go on to college, you know, many will not, you know, their modern day experience will be the end of it for them. But those few kids that are at that level that you know are going to go on and maybe even have a chance to play professional ball someday, is it part of the challenge to keep them motivated, to keep them going when obviously they're that much better than most of the kids around them at that level?
You know, I think a lot of kids that come into modern day, they want to play at the college level and have an opportunity to pro. So I think they're motivated to try to reach their goals, you know, and you always got to try to help them and steer them in the right direction. But, you know, a lot of these kids, you know, really have that goal to play at the next level. And they're really working hard to try to accomplish that and to move on. So I don't think I think you have to motivate within your team and then those kids, you know, will, you know, kind of eat it up and kind of, you know, help the other kids inspire kind of that passion for the game. So I think it's always been a positive thing for those kids to be in the program.
Modern Day Baseball coach Bert Call joining us this week. One of those kids, certainly special, off the charts special in so many different ways, was Corey Hahn. And, you know, for those who don't know Corey's story, you know, CIF Player of the Year, CIF Championship, went on to Arizona State, and in the freakest of freak baseball accidents, is now paralyzed after an injury that happened on the field sliding into second base. I know you keep in contact with Corey. Corey's still very special to the Modern Day community and the baseball program there. How much has Corey's story and just Corey himself had an impact on you and the Modern Day program?
Well, Corey's an amazing kid, and I mean, even when he was here playing at Modern Day, you could tell, you know, kind of his love for baseball, but also just his general personality of being a friend to everyone and just being a great person. And, you know, Corey is pretty special to me, and, you know, the way he handles and carries himself and the way he has worked through his injuries and the amount of encouragement and strength that he has to continue to fight and to get healthy. And I think, you know, he came back to and spoke at our school, at a school mass, and he did an amazing job, and he inspired, you know, my team, and my team still talks about how he came to school and talked to us. And then he actually, you know, had lunch with some of my players, and, you know, and so they hear stories about Corey, and then for him to come out and speak to them was huge for them. And, you know, and I think that's really inspired our team to try to be like Corey and how much strength he has and how much he overcomes his adversity to be where he is today.
Yeah, I was going to say, really a neat way, a special way for his story to be able to impact, you know, all kids maybe on the Modern Day campus, to see the other side of life perhaps, and how your life can still have impact on other people, even when your dreams are, you know, kind of take a detour from where you thought they were going.
No, he does. And, you know, I know he spoke at, you know, a number of different coaching conventions, and he spoke to a number of players, and just to hear his story, and it gives, you know, kids, you know, a different perspective on things and on baseball. And then just watching him being successful in the game of baseball as an executive and a pro scout, and seeing his impact that he still has in the game is amazing. And I mean, he's just a pleasure to be around. You know, you can kind of sense his personality when he comes into a room, and just his, you know, presence in a room is amazing. And he's a pretty special young man.
Final moments here with Bert Call, the baseball coach at Modern Day High School. You know, we talked about the desire to still do that. I mean, the fire still burns in the belly every day, getting up to do this job and help these kids and nurture them and be a science teacher and a baseball coach. This is all still fun to you?
It is, very much so. To get up and then be able to teach in the morning and then to go out and coach in the afternoon, it's awesome, and I wouldn't trade it for any other, you know, job. And, you know, and it's, you know, just to come out at 2:00 and work with kids in the sport that I love, and, you know, in the sport that they love, it's really fulfills me as a person. And, you know, and hopefully I can give back to them a little bit of insight that I've kind of developed over the years and help them to become a better player.
Well, you're one of the best in the business, Coach. We know that for sure, and we appreciate you taking time to join us here and talk with us here on Catholic Sports View.
No, thank you, and I appreciate your time and appreciate everything that you do for high school sports and Catholic sports.
Thank you. We appreciate that, and good luck the rest of the season.
Okay, thank you.
All right, that's Bert Call. He's the head baseball coach at Modern Day High School. Much more here on Catholic Sports View when we come back. Stay tuned. Catholic Sports View. We switch gears now from the baseball field and we dive into the pool, no pun intended, as we talk with the head swimming and dive coach, well, co-head swimming and dive coach out at Santa Margarita, and that's Ron Blanc. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Oh, no problem at all, Bob. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I've been wanting to talk more aquatic sports on this show because it's such a strong area in Southern California, and I don't have to tell you that because you know the caliber of athlete that you've gotten to come to Santa Margarita in your time there with the Eagles.
Well, there's a real rich tradition of high-level swimming here in Southern California. It goes back to the 1970s. And so we're very, very blessed and fortunate that many of these kids are at our school and we get a chance to coach them.
Yeah, you know, so many strong swim and dive programs, and not every school has a diving team, and we'll get into that as well. But, you know, water polo obviously has become such a big sport in Southern California as well. Has the sport of water polo and its rise, has that helped swimming, or has that maybe taken away some of the swimmers?
Well, I think the two sports go hand in hand very, very well. And a lot of our sprinters that are on the swim program come from water polo. So the two programs can work well together, and I think a successful high school swim program works with the water polo program at the school to make sure that the kids get a chance to do both.
You've been at Santa Margarita now you started at Mater Dei, correct? You came from Mater Dei to Santa Margarita. How did that happen? How do you become a Monarch one day and then go to an Eagle the next?
Well, I was a graduate of Mater Dei and class of 85 and started coaching there in 88 to 95. But my brother got a full-time teaching position at Santa Margarita. And it just seemed to be a natural just to relocate and set up shop at Santa Margarita. And we've just had so much fun seeing the program grow and develop over the years.
You mentioned your brother, Rich, and we're going to talk to him in the next segment. We're going to get the Blanc brothers, get the perspective from both sides, because it really is a family. It's a whole family deal at Santa Margarita, isn't it?
Well, it extends even past my brother. Our sister, Renee, is also
right.
An assistant coach with us. So she's been coaching for a long time. My brother's wife. Taylor also coaches with us, so we really get a chance to have more than just a few siblings. Even my brother's mother-in-law also coaches as well, so it really becomes a big family.
Were you all swimmers growing up, the whole family?
All of us were, yes, and you know, different levels. My brother and I had a chance to swim at in college at Orange Coast College, but it's just kind of grown on us. And I still remember the very first day of swim practice. It was just something that I knew this was something that we could do and something that we were very fortunate to have been blessed with.
You know, it's one thing to be an athlete and to be a high caliber athlete. It's a whole other deal to coach and be able to teach that to other kids. Was that just a natural progression, you know, for you to get into coaching?
Well, I think the higher level athletes don't necessarily make the best coaches. And so that classifies us as being better coaches because we were certainly not the highest level of swimmer. And I think understanding that we weren't the best swimmers allowed us to understand technique and training and motivation to better prepare our students when we got a chance to start coaching.
Ron Blanc joining us this week on Catholic Sports View, the swimming and diving co-head coach, at Santa Margarita High School. We'll be talking to his brother in a couple of minutes as well. Rich, you guys have built such a strong program at Santa Margarita, and that's no small feat because we know the caliber of athlete here, certainly. But in the Trinity League, you know, you're talking about the best of the best here in Southern California.
Well, that's been a huge source of pride for, especially on the girls' side. We've won 17 straight Trinity League championships.
Right.
And to know the caliber of kids that are at the other schools in the Trinity League, it really is amazing. It's amazing that the kids have been able to continue that success. But I think it's a real tribute to their hard work and they're wanting to continue the tradition from one year to the next.
You know, we mentioned your family. Is it also families on the other end who come? I mean, you know, maybe somebody will come and maybe the sister wants to also be an Eagle or the brother wants to come swim as well. Do we see family legacies on the swimmer's end as well?
Oh, definitely. One family in particular just came through. We had a young lady by the name of Jack Schultz that came into the school and had a fabulous swimming career at Santa Margarita. But then her brother followed a couple of years later, and Grant Schultz has done extremely well. He participated in Olympic trials this past summer and is at Stanford as a freshman and broke Stanford's school record in the 500 freestyle. So you see the family traditions continue from the kids as well.
You love the individual sports like swimming and golf where, you know, it's an individual performing, but there's such a team aspect to it, too. And I imagine that's, you know, a big reason for the success as well is that you have that great team aspect around these Eagles.
I think from the very first year that we started coaching, we wanted to transform this what is considered an individual sport to a team sport. So everything that we try to do and talk about during the season is about team, whether it's the team retreat that we do at the start of the year where we get a chance to really get together and talk about things that maybe have nothing to do with swimming to all the way through the season. If the kids know that they're a part of something bigger than just themselves, they'll perform better. They'll swim faster. But they're going to have much greater memories and wonderful stories that they're going to be able to take once they graduate.
Ron Blanc again joining us here on Catholic Sports View this week. Swimming is not unlike track and field in that, you know, at some point as a coach, I'm sure you're able to find the kids who are sprinters, the kids who are distance swimmers. Is that pretty obvious early on, or does it take a while to figure out what the strength is in a certain swimmer?
It's, I think, from the experience of coaching for as many years as we have, it's easy to pick up. We were able to see who's going to be a good sprinter, who's going to be a good distance swimmer. But what happens, especially with the boys, as they're growing, a lot of this will change. And so as they grow, they may find that they become a better sprinter, or they may become a better breaststroker. And so that's part of the coaching experience, is to allow their growth to continue so that we can identify what their best events are going to be in the years to come.
Is there a difference coaching between the girls and the boys, or is swimming swimming?
Technique-wise, a little bit. Not too much, though, in terms of the technique. But just understanding what motivates guys and what motivates girls to do well in the sport, there's some subtle differences there. And so for us to be able to know that, you know, sometimes the guys need to be pushed a little bit harder, and the girls need to understand how important their teammates are, is all part of the understanding that guys and girls are a little bit different, but also that there's a lot of commonalities too.
Obviously, winning is a great motivator, and that the such a legacy now within this program. I imagine that as each kid comes in and each team comes through, they don't want to be the one that lets it down or has to walk away and say, hey, we didn't win a championship, or we didn't do what the other teams did. I'm sure that's a great motivator as well.
Well, it's something that I think the kids may have. We try not to talk about that because that's added pressure that's not necessary. But I know that the kids are aware of it, and even though we don't talk about it, we don't discuss it, we hope it becomes a source of pride that motivates them to do well. But the last thing we want to have is have them be feeling huge amounts of pressure because of the expectation of, well, we got to continue this win streak.
You know, you mentioned the consecutive league championships every year since, I think it's the year 2000, but it's a whole different thing to claim a CIF championship. You did that this past season a year ago. How much is it the difference between a team who can win league and a team who can win a CIF title?
Well, we've been very, very fortunate to, on the girls' side, to have won the last three in a row CIF championships. And there is a little bit of a difference. To win a league championship, you have to have great depth. Depth so that the kids, you've got four strong swimmers in each event. But at CIF, you also need people that are going to be able to score points at the highest level. But we've been very fortunate that we also have great depth at that point, too. So we're excited about this coming CIF championship season, which will be taking place in a couple of weeks. And we think we've got a team that will be able to challenge and maybe grab one more.
Yeah, certainly. It's obviously the challenge is there. You know, we just came off Olympic year a year ago, and every 4 years, there's a chance to watch the best of the best, you know, worldwide. Do you see a surge in kids maybe who want to come out and be in the pool after something like the Olympic Games happens?
We usually do see an uptick in the kids that are trying out for the team during an Olympic year. So this year we have about 140 kids that are on their swimming program. And then we've got seven divers as well. So it's getting a chance to see that increase because people are aware of what's going on television. And we're fortunate the United States had such a successful Olympic run in Rio that it does carry over to the high schools as well.
Yeah, you mentioned the diving program, and I want to get into that a little bit as well. As I mentioned, not every school does have a diving program. You certainly have a great one. I almost liken it to the kid who wants to be a pole vaulter. I mean, what kids, you know, wants to be a diver? I think it takes guts to be a diver, first of all, right?
Oh, yes. It's something that I could never see myself doing myself. But these kids, they've got usually a gymnastics background, so they're used to the spinning and the somersaulting, although instead of landing on, you know, solid ground, they're now hitting the water. But this becomes a very specialized sport, but it takes great skill and great dedication to continue to hone your skills and become the best diver possible.
How big a difference is it to work with kids who are just diving versus the kids who are swimming?
Well, with the divers, because you have to be at a certain level, there is not as much teaching because they're already at that point where they're being successful. With the swimmers, we have a lot of our swimmers on a team that are starting the sport for the very first time. So there is quite a bit of teaching, and we break down the strokes at the very start of the season and really hit the basics so they can build upon that. So a little bit more teaching with the swim aspects.
Are we talking about kids here who have been doing this for years and years and years by the time they've gotten to high school?
For the divers, yes. And even if they haven't been diving for a long time, if they bring the gymnastics background, that basically equates to a lot of the same kind of experience that they would be picking up in diving. But in swimming, hanging out at the beach doesn't really count as gaining years of experience in competitive swimming. But they were able to pick up on it pretty quickly, and it's amazing how much they improved during the course of a season.
I want to ask you before, in our closing moments here with Ron Blanc, we'll take a break, and then we're going to talk to your brother Rich on the other end of the break. But how much fun is it to be able to coach with your brother? Or how much better is your relationship maybe because of the time you guys spend together?
Well, it's something that a lot of people may not realize how special that is.
Yeah.
I mean, even at school, we get a chance to see each other at lunch every once in a while, and being able to spend time with my sister as well, who also teaches at Santa Margarita. And I don't want to ever take it for granted. But the ability to have that connection on a daily basis is something that's very, very precious to me, and I know that for the rest of my family. And so it's something I'm very, very thankful for.
Yeah, I'm sure, and it's so unique, and obviously it's a combination that has worked so well, and the two of you together have reached great heights here at Santa Margarita. We're going to talk with your brother Rich on the other end of the break here. Coach, I want to thank you for joining us here on Catholic Sports View.
Well, thank you, Bob, for having us. Thank you again.
Really appreciate it. And when we come back, we will talk with Rich Blanc, the other half of this ultra-successful coaching duo here at Santa Margarita. We'll have much more. Stay with us here on Immaculate Heart Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Sports View. I am Bob Gibson, and joining us now on the phone is Rich Blanc, the other half of the Blanc brothers of Santa Margarita High School. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us. I'm very happy to be here.
Yeah, we just got through talking with your brother Ron, and we got to talk about this swim and dive program, and we kind of want to talk more about the unique chance to have brothers end up as coaches here. We found out from your brother that you got the job at Santa Margarita High School. Was it just a natural to have Ron join you at the school?
Pretty much. There are a lot of sports that families get involved in, and I think swimming is definitely one of those. And so we both did that sport as a kid, and we started coaching together too. And then it just kind of naturally evolved from that. When I got a teaching job at Santa Margarita, I wasn't thinking about coaching at the time, but the head coach at the time asked me to do it. And then he said, I have another opening for another assistant. And then I said, well, I have a brother that also is a swim coach and would be interested. And we kind of started from there as assistants. And then a few years later when he left, we got promoted to the head coaching position, and we've been doing it together ever since.
Is there an advantage to having your brother there? Obviously, you know each other so well. Is it almost the type of thing where you know what the other one's thinking?
I think there's probably some of that. You know, we don't always get along. We disagree sometimes, but I think for the most part, we're on the same page. And what's kind of nice is that, we love each other unconditionally. So I can pretty much say anything to him, and he can say anything back, and we don't like hold that against each other. But then that allows for a lot of really great communication and coaching growth, and I think and a good exchange of ideas. So we're both lucky to have that.
Just looking from the outside, you might think that one of you might want to go on and maybe take on your own program, somewhere else. Maybe Ron would have wanted to move on and establish that. But you guys have stayed together and just made this program the preeminent program in Orange County.
It's something we've never really thought about. We've always always coached together, and it's something we always promote and push with our team, is that swimming is a team sport, and we do things together. And I want the coaching staff to not just say that, but also live that message as well. So we've always just done it together, and we let the kids know that, hey, each one of us doesn't need any individual glory. It's just something we do together, and hopefully all you guys and girls on the team do the same thing, just pull for each other and be a team.
Rich Blanc joining us here on Catholic Sports View, the co-head swim and dive coach at Santa Margarita High School. It's certainly not by accident that this program is as good as it is. Can you put your finger on any one thing that really has made this Santa Margarita program head and shoulders above so many others in the county?
It's been a long time coming. We've been at it now for, I think this is our 19th year as head coaches. We inherited a very solid program from our predecessor, and it's just something that I think we just let the kids know that we care. We're there for them even after they graduate. Many of our graduates come back, and we hire them as assistant coaches, so they kind of have a feel for what our philosophy is and our expectations. And I think we just let the kids know that were really a family and that were there for them. And I think they really appreciate that. And once they buy into that, they realize, wow, this is a great thing to be a part of. And it makes them work harder and want to swim faster. And then it just kind of pays it forward to itself in the terms of that kids go back and tell younger kids, hey, you know, Santa Margarita swimming is something that's really special. I was a part of it. And they just kind of pass that word along. And I think it makes more kids consider enrolling at the school.
Right. We were talking high school baseball earlier on in this show. And, you know, we talked about how Southern California is such a hotbed of baseball talent. It's just as much a hotbed of swimming and diving talent right here as well.
Absolutely. I think the not just Santa Margarita kids, but the list of who's who in Orange County swimming and diving is pretty legendary, going back to the 1990s and the 70s and the 50s. My mother-in-law actually is a former Olympic silver medalist in the 200-meter breaststroke, and she's also on our coaching staff as well. And so is my wife, who coaches the Frost-Off girls team, and our sister coaches the junior varsity girls
right.
team. So it's really a family thing, and yeah, Orange County is definitely a hotbed to a lot of great aquatic athletes.
What does that mean? How much does that mean to kids, to you, to everybody involved, to be able to say, hey, by the way, here's an Olympic medalist over here. I'm sure that right away kids are going to listen to somebody who said, hey, I got a medal one year in the Olympics, right?
It certainly helps. I certainly don't have an Olympic medal in swimming, so it definitely can be a plus. I think kids are looking for those role models, so someone that's, you know, done something that they're hoping to do. And whether you have a medal or not, we just want everybody on the team to feel welcome and feel like, hey, as long as you're doing your best, in our eyes, that is an Olympic medal winning kid that we want to have, just someone that's doing their best.
Right. Do you find the talent is still as strong as it's been in the past?
I think so. I keep wondering when records in high school swimming or beyond are going to kind of get to the, you know, this is as fast as we can go, and I don't think the records can get any faster, but we're still not there yet. Each year I'm amazed at how much faster the kids are getting, and I think a lot of that has to do with the excellent training that they receive, the cross-training that a lot of kids are doing. Nutrition is a big part of it. There has to be a ceiling, of course, as to how fast kids can get, but I don't think we're there yet.
When you look at the type of kid who wants to come in and be a Santa Margarita Eagle, can you tell right away if a kid's going to fit into your program or if maybe, you know, this kid may not be the type of kid we're looking for to be a part of this team?
It's always a little bit difficult to tell when you're talking about a 13-year-old kid. 13-year-old kids can grow and change so much. And we're just always looking for just someone that believes in a Catholic Christian education. And someone that wants to make themselves available to a lot of the opportunities that they'll be given here at this school and just see what they can do with it. But, you know, we'll work with any kid as long as they are someone that's going to try their best and someone that would just be a good role model for others.
You mentioned the legacy of swimming in Southern California. I mean, we know Janet Evans and Aaron Pearsall and some of the great Olympic champions that have come out of this area. Do you have kids in the program now who have that kind of talent, kids who are able to say, hey, I can pursue that kind of a dream?
I think we do. My brother and I went to the Olympic trials this past June in Omaha, and we had six of our either current or former Santa Margarita Eagles participate in that meet. And to be in that meet, you basically have to be in the top 100 swimmers in your event in the United States. And we had two, Katie McLaughlin, who graduated in 2015. She finished in the top eight in the 200-meter butterfly. And Grant Schultz, who graduated just last year, finished also in the top eight in the country in the 400-meter freestyle. And they're both pretty young. They just graduated high school a year or two ago. So there's a good chance that they may be back at the trials in 2020, and we'll see if they get to the Tokyo Olympics.
Rich Blanc, the co-head swimming and dive coach at Santa Margarita, is our guest this week on Catholic Sports View. When we talk about that level of talent, I mean, how much time do you have to devote to it? How much time does a kid have to buy? Obviously, you've got studies and everything else that goes into part of being a student athlete at Santa Margarita, but how much do you have to live and breathe swimming to get to that level?
Pretty much. There are not a lot of shortcuts in swimming, and so if you want to get to that level, you got to put in a lot of time. High school, we're just a seasonal sport, just 3 or 4 months a year, but a lot of kids I know swim year-round with their club sport teams in the off-season and in the summer, and Many of them have practice on Saturdays and Sundays, and it's something that, you know, to get to that level, you definitely have to put a lot into it. I wish there was a shortcut in swimming, but unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. You got to put in the work. But I guess that's one reason why I love this sport, is because it really challenges you to have that work ethic and to develop those time management skills and have that idea or knowledge that, hey, if I work hard, you know, I can achieve anything, and pursuing those dreams.
Yeah, it really is. There's nothing to substitute for hard work in a sport where literally a hundredth of a second can be the difference between being a champion and a gold medalist. I mean, literally, it's come down to that so many times in the sport.
Yeah, it has. The swimming can be cruel that way in terms of you can be that close and not quite achieve your dreams. But then on the other hand, it makes it exciting, and it's what any sport is all about, is just testing yourself either in the field or the gym or the courts or the pool, and just doing the best you can with the gifts that God's given you.
Our final moments here with Coach Rich Blanc, the co-head diving and swim head coach at Santa Margarita, along with his brother Ron, who we just talked to one segment ago here on the show. What is it about the Santa Margarita school and the community and the staff that makes it such a special school? Because you walk on campus there, you get a different feeling than you do on a lot of other campuses.
I've been a teacher too at the school for 22 years, and it's just what I like about the school is that there's this feeling that everybody does genuinely care about each other, and that people are there to help, including peer to peer, and just knowing that there's that spirit of we call it Caritas Christi, the love of Christ. It's just something that we are constantly trying to teach the kids and mold into the kids, that being there for other people, whether it's your friend or someone that you don't even know, there's just countless opportunities for Christian service and just being there for your community. And it's just something I think that, you know, many of the kids buy into it and make the place just a really special place.
Well, you're absolutely right. We know you have a special program that you've established there at the school itself. And we know what a great Catholic community Santa Margarita is.
It's nice that you can talk about the faith and spirituality and not just sports or academics, but having that opportunity to grow in all those areas is something that I think the school definitely offers.
Coach, we want to thank you for joining us here on Catholic Sports View. We can now say we've talked to the Blanc brothers, and it's been our honor because we know what a great program this is the two of you put together out at Santa Margarita.
Well, thank you very much for having us. It's very humbling, and we appreciate the time, and we'll continue to try to do some good work.
Absolutely. Good luck, and go get another CIF championship this year.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. That's Rich Blanc, the co-head swimming and dive coach at Santa Margarita High School. And that will wrap up our show for this week here on Catholic Sports View. If you want to catch a replay of this show or any of the other shows we've done, simply go to OCCatholic.com/radio, and you get all the shows right there in one place. I am Bob Gibson. We thank you again for joining us here this week on Catholic Sports View on Immaculate Heart Radio.